So here we are at Sydney Airport. The AOS team's just arrived home from their successful overseas tour, and we're sitting with the 2011 Cole Matthews medalist, Dylan Cartwright. G'day, Dylan.
Hey, how's it going, mate?
Good. How was the trip?
It was pretty good. A bit cold, but it went pretty quick for 4 weeks. So, yeah, the tour was pretty good.
Yeah, and you won the inaugural Cole Matthews medal. What was that for?
Oh, I can't remember. It said it on the actual medal, but pretty much the same.
Big, huge effort throughout the year.
Yeah, something about throughout the whole scholarship year, and just, yeah, being the highest at stand or something.
Well, you do
like
put
that.
In big effort in training and everything you do.
Oh, I try to do what I can.
Yeah, mate, we have. You've improved a lot since I've known you.
Yeah.
And you've turned into a good little human being.
Yeah, trying to. Yeah.
So let's talk about the tour. Obviously, it was fantastic beating the three English teams.
Yep.
Which games did you play in?
I played four games, all the games except for Wales. So the two against French, the British Lions, and the community.
The academy.
Academy.
The academy was a big turn up.
Yeah, it was big lads, but we stuck in and gave it a fair go. So I was pretty proud of the boys and the whole team effort.
Yeah, but what were you expecting? Like, that was the team that beat the Australian schoolboys last year.
I wasn't expecting a win. I knew it was going to be a hard game right from the start. But, just dug deep and all the boys stuck together side by side, shoulder by shoulder, and just gave it everything and come home with a win.
Yeah, we're going to nominate the AOS team as the Australian team of the year, actually.
True.
Yeah, I am.
Bloody yeah, sweet.
So tell us a bit about the tour, mate.
We did a lot of sightseeing. Went to the Eiffel Tower, seen the Mona Lisa, went to about three or four museums. Not only was it good by like sporting, but also like the education and academic sort of thing side of it, it was good. Did a lot of shopping and brought a few things for the family, mum and the four kids.
Yep.
So, yeah.
No, just bought a couple of bottles of scotch.
Oh, yeah, got a present for mum to go back home and something for me. Yeah, that's it.
And the footy, mate, what did you, you played in the NT in the Australian Schoolboy Championships this year in Sydney.
Yep.
What did you think of the standard of the French compared to our Aussie footy?
Yeah, it was a lot different, like just how they played and also the weather, the conditions and trying to adapt to it. But overall, it's just another footy game sort of thing, but it was definitely a tough match.
You mentioned that it was different the way they played. What do you mean? How was it different?
The A, B and C is real close, and then they sort of play one in sort of thing, drop in, a lot of skill within the backs, and just big forwards to choose from, I guess, that they had. So yeah.
Were they dirty players or were they?
Yeah, definitely dirty. They had they were doing a bit of eye gouging. I remember at one time I had to come off because I got either whacked or grabbed on the balls. And then, yeah, it was the worst feeling. Other times it was a bit of biting, a bit of pinching. So it was pretty tough footy, but we expect that from the French and the Poms. So.
Yep. And what about the difference between the French footy and the Pommy footy?
I don't know, they all had their sort of differences and stuff. But I don't know. I didn't really worry about the small things. I just tried playing to my game, so yeah.
Do as you're instructed to do.
Yeah,
play for the team, good stuff. And what are you going to be able to take away from this tour?
Well, obviously a lot of knowledge going away. A lot of friendship with the boys. The Cole Matthews Award, which I'm stoked for getting. Yeah, just a lot of things I can't really put into, like, down to narrow it down sort of thing, but, yeah, tons of things.
And lots of mates?
Yeah, plenty of mates.
Yep, good stuff.
Good bond, good family.
And been asking all the boys, who's been the biggest pain in the bum on tour?
Pain in the bum? I don't know, that's a tough one. The biggest clown was Jared. But the most pain in the bum, nah, I'm not too sure. It sort of evened it out all over.
Jared, you're talking about Brian Johnson's a legitimate son.
Yeah, his son. That's it. Long lost son.
So, who was the biggest pain in the butt? Who was the funniest?
The funniest would probably be Jared.
Yep.
Jared. Yeah. that's about it.
And what are you doing now, mate? What are you doing for the rest of this year?
Hopefully either get a trial from somewhere and either go down and play a few games. If not, I think I might have something down at Redcliffe, so I might be playing a few games there and just try my hardest to work my way up.
And try to the Sharks, mate?
I'll try anywhere. I just want to play footy and represent family and friends back at home.
Good man. And what are you going to do for Chrissy?
Christmas, so the kids are going down to their dad, so I'll probably just be spending it with mum. We're not too sure what we're going to do. We might even escape and get away from Darwin and go on a little holiday. So just got to see how much money I've got and how much money mum's got and what's on the cards sort of thing. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thanks very much. I'm glad you had a great tour, mate. Congratulations on all your achievements.
Thank you. I wouldn't have done it without the boys and the coaches.
That's true, but you still put in a lot of effort yourself and you weren't a bludger. You put in the big effort, mate, so good on you.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Dil.